home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Investigating the investigation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. With Robert Mueller's special counsel report now complete, finding no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, the president wants to know more about how the whole thing started. In D.C., here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, President Trump wants to get to the bottom of what kicked off the Russia probe, telling Fox's Sean Hannity he believes some in the FBI committed treason.
How did it start? You had dirty cops. You had people that are bad FBI folks.
He called former FBI Director James Comey a terrible guy. Comey told NBC News the agency is not corrupt.
But an honest group of people trying to find out what is true.
The president said he wants to release Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants used by the FBI to probe his campaign. He's also in favor of appointing a special counsel to review the origins of the probe. Chris?
Yeah, Rachel, the president heads to Michigan for an event this evening.
President Trump holds a Make America Great Again rally tonight in Grand Rapids in an early bid for re-election. Michigan proved to be a key state in 2016 in his victory over Hillary Clinton. Democratic candidates for president have also made stops there in recent weeks.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. There's a new Democratic Party presidential candidate. This will be the first time most of you will have heard his name. Fox's Evan Brown in Miami. Who is he?
Chris, he's Wayne Messam, the mayor of the Broward County suburb of Miramar, Florida, a town of about 140,000 that has seen considerable economic growth in the past few years.
The city of Miramar actually was able to beat out China and bring jobs to our city.
Messam was also a wide receiver for Florida State and was on the team in 93 when it won the national championship, Chris.
Evan, thank you. There's one winning Powerball lottery ticket. It was sold in New Berlin, Wisconsin. The jackpot, $768 million. It's the third largest in U.S. lottery history. This is Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Trump awards the Medal of Honor posthumously to Army Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins from Montana. He wrapped his arms and body around a suicide bomber saving other soldiers in Iraq in 2007.
In his final moments on Earth, Travis did not run. He didn't know what it was to run. He did not hesitate. He rose to the highest calling. He laid down his life to save the lives of his fellow warriors.
The president gave the medal to Sergeant Atkins' son, Trevor. He was 11 when his dad died. A fire in a high-rise office building in Dhaka, Bangladesh, is under control. People were trapped. Some climbed down from windows. Some were lifted up by helicopters. It's baseball opening day.
The reigning champion Boston Red Sox will begin their repeat bid today against the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners entering today with the best record in baseball thanks to that two-game sweep in Tokyo to open the season against the Oakland Athletics. Among the other 14 games on tap today to open up the 2019 season in the majors, Bryce Harper will make his debut in Philadelphia with the Phillies as they host the Atlanta Braves. And the Cincinnati Reds will face the Pittsburgh Pirates to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the first professional baseball team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The women in charge of the Vatican's women's magazine have resigned.
In an open letter to Pope Francis, the founder and the entire editorial board of Women Church World, writing, "We are throwing in the towel," complaining that a new editor has been trying to limit their power and put them, quote, "under direct male control." The magazine has made waves in recent months, not least with an article on priests sexually abusing nuns. The women saying they're being reduced to silence. Their editor denies their claims.
It's Fox's Simon Owen. The governor of Puerto Rico has signed an executive order banning what's called conversion therapy meant to turn gay kids straight. There are similar bans in 15 states. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, opening day, baseball,
yeah,
March
baby.
28. We got the Cubs and the Cardinals. Cubs will be on US 105.9 after 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals after 1 here on ESPN 93.5. Cubbies down at Texas where they ought to beat those Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cardinals have a tough open 4-game series beginning today up in Milwaukee. The Central Division champions.
Ooh.
Here we go, baseball. News mm-hmm. now brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A reminder that April 2nd is your last day to cast your vote in the consolidated elections, and the county clerk has opened 8 more early voting locations. Those include the Illini Union, Meadowbrook Community Church, Church of the Living God, Lake of the Woods Elk Pavilion, Tolono Public Library, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, and the Gathering Building at the First United Methodist Church. You can take part in early voting at those new locations from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday. The University of Illinois is getting $1.2 million from the National Science Foundation, and the money will be used to help get more women, minorities, and low-income students into science and engineering areas. The News Gazette says the grant is meant to build a program in middle schools and high schools across the state. The programs will involve high school counselors and year-round STEM clubs. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize in order to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Well, now your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple to Simply Magnificent. Two locations, your village at the crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also in Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. It looked like a pretty nice day in East Central Illinois. We're going to be near 60. Temperatures, again, spring-like throughout the entire region, and we love it.
Okay. Clouds in the high, 66 expected, 48 our low tonight. 53 the high tomorrow, some rain in the forecast, down to around 40. Showers in the forecast, especially early on Saturday, high 44. Sunshine in 43 by Sunday. Right now we're at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Nancy Pelosi yesterday delivered a clear message to her troops. Don't let the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller get you down. She urged her fellow Democrats to instead focus on bread and butter policy issues. Wouldn't that be refreshing to get back to policy? Stuff like health care, jobs, and a better government.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Republican strategist, Big Tent Republicans PAC founder Anton Tony Lazzaro. Tony, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you on. I think it's appropriate, based on the week, that we get Screaming Lady
Trump
again.
Is now President of the United States.
The greatest screams of all time following Trump's announcement that he was actually President of the United States.
To be able to introduce for the
What now, Tony? What now?
Oh, we got some background noise, but I think I can hear you now. I think was the question, what now after Speaker Pelosi's comments regarding the Mueller investigation? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was playing Screaming Lady after inauguration. You know, that was the noise you heard. No, the what now that the obviously the left's not letting go of this. There's still 15 questions. I have to see the full report. My gosh, there was no collusion, people. Please, there was no collusion. Can we do something else? Blame him on his policy or whatever you want to do, but can we please stop talking about Russia?
Right, right, exactly. You know, I think at this point, the Democrats are really only doing themselves a disservice by still talking about this stuff. You know, for a while, a tremendous amount of people, I think, were open-minded about the whole thing, was there collusion or not. And, you know, at this point, the president truly has been vindicated. And I think that Pelosi is probably smart enough to recognize that. But she clearly has no control over not just the freshmen like Ilhan and AOC, but also people like Adam Schiff, who are, you know, longtime ranking members of Congress.
Yeah, there is that. And I don't know how the speaker does navigate this, because clearly she can't cross AOC, correct?
Right. AOC and they call themselves the Justice Democrats, actually. They're kind of, you know, this new label for the kind of the fringe left wing of the Democratic Party. And they really have said unequivocally they do not take orders from Nancy Pelosi. You know, they're all from very safe blue districts, so they don't care about fundraising or any kind of the traditional reasons people would, you know, get behind someone like the Democratic Speaker. So I really don't think we're going to see this stop anytime soon. And what it's really going to create is this interesting dance that the 2020 Democrats are going to have to play, where they're trying to appease this left-wing base, but also trying to stay on the issues and actually, you know, talk about what they want to do for, you know, the moderate voters, which are a tremendous amount of people who actually decide elections.
Tony, I wonder if the Democrats will have a problem at the convention. Is there a possible split here?
Well, you know, anytime you have, you know, over a dozen candidates, just as the Republicans did, it's certainly possible. You know, obviously it is so early on. We don't know what's going to happen with the whole Biden effect versus, you know, this new, idea that, you know, you can't have an old, white male. It's just not okay if you're a Democrat. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think that the Democrats are, certainly going to have a messy primary, just like the Republicans.
Joe Biden is going to get chewed up and spit out. I mean, the I know he's trying to apologize for Anita Hill, which is just, come on, please. Anyway, the left's going to pound him. He's just not going to. He's the best known. That's why he's leading the polls. But once it starts,
right. Forget
about it. And if they go with a Bernie, you know, would be the first 80-year-old president we've ever had. But, I mean, I don't know if they're going to go that far left. If they do, we'll see what the country wants to do.
Yeah, I think the biggest factor that we have to remember is the Obama factor. I think that whoever Barack Obama endorses, and he could endorse, Andrew Yang, the least known candidate up there.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone he endorses is going to get just a huge surge of momentum. And, you know, he's a true politician. He's going to pick someone he thinks can win in it. That certainly won't be Bernie, and probably not Biden either, from kind of what he's hinted. He wants someone younger and exciting, as the Democrats like to say.
Yeah. What's your read on Beto?
You know, I think a lot of people are a little bit scared of Beto. And you know what scares me? I was actually talking to my personal trainer. And he said, yeah, I kind of like Beto because, you know, he seems more moderate. And I looked at him and I said, why do you think he looks moderate? I was so curious why he said that. Because, you know, Beto's a guy who said he wants to tear down walls that have already been physically erected.
Yeah.
So it kind of scares me, you know, candidates like Beto that have this ability to come off more moderate. He got 48% of the vote in Texas. So I think that, you know, he has to be taken seriously and he has to be exposed for not being a moderate at all and being a very extreme Democrat.
Well, and also a guy who eats magic dirt and trying to find himself and told his supporters to just tell me what you want and I'll be that guy. I mean, this just yeesh, woo. Usually you run for president, you got your own ideas, so that concerns me. Hey, listen, how do people find Tony Lazzaro?
You can find me on Twitter at TonyGOP.
Nice meeting you, Tony. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an action-packed 18 months.
Thank you for having me, sir. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Houlihan's Restaurant. Wonderful place to go for breakfast,
yes,
lunch, and dinner.
And we're back in action with the NCAA tournament.
Yep, you can go enjoy basketball tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, mm-hmm, Sunday. So mm-hmm, when you go, time a ball game, get near the screen.
That's right.
And
drink
enjoy
specials, happy apps.
Yep.
On Tuesdays, they have half-price bottle of wine, and they have entertainment. So you'll want to check that out on Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights, live entertainment. Right?
Live at the lounge.
Yeah. Anyway, great gourmet cuisine, appetizers. It's just a really, really nice place to meet somebody and just hang. And we've got the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Trip April 30. And Sam's going to give everybody who shows up to our show 20% off dinner. 20.
Nice.
Pretty nice. So
we sure have some nice trips coming up.
Well, we do, and we'll talk about it April 30, but we love going to the iHotel and Conference Center and Houlihan's Restaurant. Say hey to Sam. It's a great place. ESPN 93.5 at 7:15. It's time to mark your calendars for the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Illinois merchandise will be liquidated out of Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 13th at 9 a.m. Find items marked up to 90% off retail price and find team-issued Nike apparel right from the Illinois Athletics Equipment Room. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for more information and previews on sale items. It's the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnership's even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Okie dokie, I said it. Baseball today, my friends. Here we go at 7:16, ESPN 93.5.
Yep, opening day interleague play for the Cubs at Texas. They're saying sunny and 73 at 3:05 for the first pitch at Texas to take on the Rangers. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. We are your Cardinals affiliate, St. Louis and Milwaukee. Here's your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals open the 2019 season today in Milwaukee against the Brewers. A 1-10 first pitch for Miles Michaelis and Yolis Chacin. Yadier Molina behind the plate again, and he will catch Michaelis, the opening day starter, who last year finished 16th in the National League Cy Young Award voting, and this year anchors a Cardinals staff.
I'm looking for that, to see our pitchers. I mean, we got some good arms over here. I'm excited, you know. Michaelis, I mean, we got Michaelis the first day. I mean, obviously we know what he can bring to the table. I mean, he's going to bat. He's one of the aces that we have, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Miles Michaelis and Yolis Chacin into Milwaukee at 1:10. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:15 right here on the Cardinals Radio Network. Jack Flaherty will go tomorrow. The Cardinals play 4 in Milwaukee, 2 in Pittsburgh, then open up a week from today in St. Louis. I'm Chris Rady on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including 2 weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with 6 jersey giveaways and 5 bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
And where are those brackets? I know I'm going to be looking under piles in my.
Are
you waving me off, Steve?
No. I'm just saying I got it. I'm picking a new winner. I have Duke winning it. I'm now changing as far as all the chalk. I think the chalk is going to get all messed up. I am now taking, ladies and gentlemen, your national champion will be Texas Tech.
Is that right?
I'm taking Texas Tech.
And you already know I have Gonzaga. They're in action against Florida State today. Texas Tech has taken on Michigan.
I'll take Texas Tech to win it all.
Do you know something? My
friend Rob Judson said, watch out for Texas Tech.
Okay.
I said, I'm gonna ride you like a horse, baby.
Okay,
taking Texas Tech because I don't care and I don't know.
Virginia and Oregon going at it along with Purdue and Tennessee. We also have the Black Blackhawks at San Jose. Oklahoma City over the Pacers yesterday. And Tiger Woods is golfing well.
Match play, he won his first one 3-1. And match play, WGC World Championship. Yeehaw, that's fun all weekend long. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Clouds and a slight chance of showers. Today's high 66, though, down to 48 this evening. Afternoon and evening rain showers expected tomorrow. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 53, low 40. Showers on Saturday's forecast, especially early. Sunny on Sunday. Both times, we've got a high of 44. We're currently at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Walgreens will sell cannabis-based treatments in nearly 1,500 stores in 9 states. USA Today says the products include CBD creams, patches, and sprays. CBD is an ingredient derived from a cousin of the marijuana plant, hemp. It has almost none of the psychoactive compounds that cause a user to get high. It is no longer a controlled substance. CVS introduced CBD-containing products to stores in 7 states earlier this month. Office Depot has agreed to pay a $25 million fine to settle allegations that trick customers into buying unnecessary expensive computer repairs. Its software supplier support.com will pay $10 million. The FTC says Office Depot offered a free PC checkup, which claimed it found malware and it recommended services that cost hundreds of dollars. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Parkland College women's basketball will be looking for a new coach. Mike Lindemann is stepping down after 11 years of involvement, six in the last head coaching position, six years. So runner-up with best finish ever in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Lindemann, body and soul, Mr. Runner, Mr. Mm-hmm. Always Youthful.
Yeah.
You look 40. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
How you feel?
That's a good question. It's a little bittersweet. I mean, it's just from a time standpoint, I just thought it fair to step away, and it's just things keep piling up, and I just had to make a decision. So it's bittersweet.
Yeah. It takes a lot to do a college basketball program, and you actually have a business, and you're running marathons. I mean, it's just, again, enough's enough. I mean, you probably weren't home much. Did your wife recognize you at times, or?
Well, she was pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But at times, she was wondering where I was.
Yeah, a lot of work. You had a wonderful run as head coach. I mean, criminy, you're kind of humble guy. You average 25 wins a year, man. You won 75% of your games. That's like Bill Self and Mike Krzyzewski. Those kind of numbers. I mean, you really were remarkable. You're very humble, but you did a great job as coach of the women at Parkland College. They're going to miss you.
Well, it was fun. I mean, I give a lot of credit to my coaching staff. Those guys were huge because, you know, we're part-time out there, so everybody had to step up, and everybody just did a great job. And then, you know, the thing I'll probably miss the most is just the relationships with the young women. It's just, you know, I'm gonna miss that a lot. And you know, after they all, I never get too much involved as they're at Parkland, but as they leave, I always friend them on Facebook or whatever because I want to keep in touch.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have stayed in touch, and that's been great.
Tell me the difference between boys and girls, men and women, when you coach. What is it that, because you've done both.
I've done both, a little bit of boys, not a whole lot. I would say, you know, I really like the way the girls run more. I mean, it's you have to be athletic, but you can execute plays better, and you see more plays if you. I'm an addict. I mean, I'm just addicted to basketball, and you know, I watch women's games, I watch guys' games, and I develop plays off of that.
Mm.
You know, I'll modify what they do which might fit our program. But the execution of plays, it seems like the women's game's just a little more. You see more plays in women's games.
Mm. Well, it sounds like I can translate, said women listen better, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I think the athleticism on the guy's side is so great nowadays that they just make plays. They make plays, and I try to put girls in positions to make plays based off running a certain play. So. Yeah.
Mike, how much did you learn from Carrie Redeker in the first five seasons?
Oh, she was huge. I mean, I obviously came from Champaign Central and enjoyed that, but you know, my 5 years there was, I mean, she was fantastic. I mean, she just, you know, she helped a lot. I just sat back and learned, and then I would jump, you know, with me, I would always go on a morning run before games. I had to run 40 minutes every morning because that's the time of a game. And I would come up with plays during the game and say, hey, coach, let's try this or that. Wow. And she was good. She was receptive to it, so it was fun.
Yeah. Well, Mike Lindemann, congratulations. I'm just debating whether I should put my name in the hat to try and get that job.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
If I get it, I would simply call you and say, would you come and be my assistant? And then I'd just do whatever you told me to do. That's all I'd do.
Yeah, I think.
So I guess it would be kind of a confusing thing for your wife when you showed back up on my bench, so I guess that can't work.
And you have a lot of extra time on your hands.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, listen, you've had a fabulous career. I've admired your ability to win so many times all the time. It was consistent. Parkland will certainly miss you, but congratulations on a wonderful run.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a fun ride, a very fun ride.
Okay,
I enjoyed every minute of it.
The extra hour and times million of free time you have now. Just
exactly.
A little bit. It'll be now you can actually get a little sleep. Mike Lindemann, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Former now head basketball coach, Parkland Women.
Nice job.
ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturers' scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump, in an exclusive with Fox's Sean Hannity, blasting the FBI for the Mueller investigation, which found no Russia collusion.
There was no crime. They've all admitted it. Comey, who's a terrible guy.
Former FBI Director James Comey pushing for the report to be made public, telling NBC News he thought his firing was potentially obstruction of justice.
I don't know what's in his head, which is why I can't reach the conclusion. What he appears to be saying is, I got rid of this guy to shut down an investigation that threatened me.
And there was a winner in last night's Powerball drawing. One ticket sold in New Berlin, Wisconsin, hanging the winning numbers and the jackpot.
$768.4 million, or about $477 million if the winner takes the cash payout. That's the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
My wife's great aunt, the late great Aunt Irene, she was lovely. She passed in the last year or so. She lived in New Berlin.
Okay, up in Wisconsin.
Yes, it's near Milwaukee.
Okay.
Very, very small little suburb. But New Berlin had the ticket.
Yes.
And
768 million plus.
I said it's like dropping a feather from the space station in the United States and having the feather on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. A little more northerly winds and we would have had it in Illinois there, so pretty close. We're not playing hand grenades and charts, though. This is the lottery ballot.
That's right. Huh? And people still looking at their ticket to see if they were secondary, third.
It'd be like $1 million on it now, which is chump change, but it's not bad. Our local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE. Or see their page on Facebook online. It's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police have sent out a warning about a stranger danger incident involving a Champaign teenager who was walking home from school. On Tuesday afternoon, a teen was walking near Eureka Street and Alagna Drive when she was asked to get into a stranger's car. The white male was in a newer black Cadillac. Champaign police are trying to figure out who the suspect was. WCIA says kids should know if a stranger talks to them. They should go to a well-lit area, talk to their parents, or go to police. The Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois is bringing back the Home Show Expo. It is coming up April 5th and 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn. The cost to attend is $5 per family. The University of Illinois is getting $1.2 million from the National Science Foundation, and the money will be used to help get more women, minorities, and low-income students into science and engineering areas. The News Gazette says the grant is meant to build a program in middle schools and high schools across the state. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Okay, we check our weather forecast for this March. Is it 28? Man, it is. I can't believe it's opening day baseball. Cardinals on the radio today. I got to figure out the time again. It's like 55 minutes before first pitch. It'll be 12:15 because 1:10, I think, is first pitch. Anyway, in the noon hour, we've got Cardinal baseball for you.
That's right.
Here's your weather.
And we've got clouds today with a high 65 expected, 48-hour low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%, and it could reform later tonight. We've got some rain in the forecast for tomorrow, high 52. Low 40. 44 the high both Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy, some rainy conditions on Saturday, but sunshine by Sunday. We're currently at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
End of the month, good time to go into Honda BMW. They're trying to make numbers. They might just make a deal. Or maybe you don't want to go into Honda BMW in the award-winning showroom, their award-winning dealer. Why? Well, because you can go now online, amazingly, and buy it online. It's new. It's amazing. Maybe you want to poke around. If you go to drivechampaign.com, click on whatever. You want to do BMW, you want to do pre-owned, you want to do Honda, click on that. Then the cars come up, and then on the right-hand side it says Express Purchase. It's like shopping cart. And they sold a BMW like that last week.
Oh, wow.
People just say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, upgrade. Give me that and put all that out.
I had a friend that didn't follow my recommendation for Honda BMW, went all the way across town, and 4 hours later.
Yep. Nope, you can do that faster over Honda BMW. They are efficient. They're great at what they do. Love working with them. Was in there a couple of days ago. Plan to go back. We're looking at another Civic. We're looking at another Odyssey. Listen, they're just good, and they've got a lot of inventory. And they're going to treat you right. Service is crazy good, but the Express Purchase is worth looking at if you've not seen it. DriveChampaign.com is the website. Click on whatever vehicles you want to pursue and look on the right-hand side and hit Express Purchase and see where that takes you. It's pretty neat. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. Okay, again, opening day. Cardinals will play in Milwaukee. Cubbies will be down in Texas at Arlington playing the Rangers. Power rankings came out. I think Boston was number one. The Cubs, number 10. Cardinals at 11. I'm wondering why the Cubbies aren't. I mean, the Cubs lineup is still. It's just a little weird feeling in the culture, the locker room, Joe Maddon. The whole thing's a little different. We'll see how they react to all that. Be fascinating to watch. All your Cubs games on US 105.9 and all your Cardinal games right here on ESPN 93.5. Lawmakers aim to lower legal blood alcohol limit in California to 0.05. It's 0.08 in Illinois. Three people die and 10 people sustain severe injuries every day in California from crashes involving drunk drivers. One of my favorite guests is addiction specialist John Dybin. We've talked marijuana a lot with John. Why are you in Dallas, Texas at Origins Recoveries, my friend?
Well, I'm currently actually speaking at the Dallas-Fort Worth Behavioral Health Symposium, talking about mental health and addiction issues.
Okay, I think that, again, my stance on alcohol is if you want to drink, it's your business. If you're an adult, I wouldn't suggest overdoing it, and I would never drive a vehicle having any.
And that's the best way to go. Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing, people who don't have a problem with alcohol, it's not an issue with people drinking. The problem is when you drink and you're impaired and you get on the street, kind of like owning a gun. You want to own a gun, that's great, but you can't go in your front yard, you know, in your neighborhood and target practice with kids running around. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the public safety, just not drinking and driving is the responsible thing to do.
Well, I think we've trained people that you can hand. It's a big business, and I understand the economics, but people that say, I've only had a few and I'm fine, you'd be better with zero. So just if you drink, just don't plan on driving. That's all. That's all. There's a lot of Ubers in the world, John Dybin.
It's exactly right. Listen, you go out, and, you know, people when they go out to drink and, you know, they tend to drink more than, you know, two drinks or more, generally more than just one drink. If you're drinking more than two drinks in an hour or, and then at one drink after that, you're getting to a point where you're going to have some reduced coordination. You're not going to, and it's difficulty with driving. You're going to respond slower. And it's interesting. People will say, well, I don't feel it. I don't think it. That's part of the problem is that most people that I talk to are not able to detect their impairment. It's not until we hook people up to computers and actually can, you know, test and show that their responses are slower. But what we do know is this, that when we decrease the legal limit, fewer people die in alcohol-related deaths. Clear data.
Well, let me make the bridge and the crossover here because marijuana is a big deal right now. Is it not true, we not know from studies in Colorado and Washington where this is legal, that allowing people legal marijuana ultimately leads to more deaths from vehicles? It's inevitable, is it not?
I think it is. I think anytime you put, I mean, the numbers are clear. So someone who is, you know, people who are under the influence of marijuana are 200 to 300% more likely to have an automobile accident in the same way that alcohol and other drugs impair our ability to do things like operate vehicles. Marijuana is a drug just like other drugs. And people, no matter how they feel, they are impaired not only in their judgment, but also in their response times. And that's not opinion. That's stuff that's very, very easily and objectively has been measured and proven. If you are under the influence of drugs, including alcohol, including marijuana, your ability to drive is impaired, and your likelihood of hurting someone else is increased. And as a person, I got to tell you, I've worked with a lot of people who have driven impaired and as a result have injured or killed somebody. And it doesn't just ruin that person who's been killed. It doesn't just ruin that person's family. When somebody hurts someone, and especially if they kill someone because they were driving intoxicated or under the influence of drugs, it changes them forever. It is never worth the risk.
Dr. John Dybin, I bet you're a dynamic speaker. I wish I could hear you today in Dallas, Texas. OriginsRecovery.com. Feels good to help people, doesn't it?
I'm grateful every day for what we get to do.
Well, keep up your great work. We'll have you back. I appreciate always
you
having
too.
You. Thank you so much. John Dybin, D-Y-B-E-N, Origins Recovery Centers. He works with addiction. And I think, again, I know what the numbers say. I know what our politicians say about how much money you can make. But at what point do you say it's not worth that? And I think the country's going toward legalizing marijuana. I just disagree, and I know I'm probably in the minority these days with that. And I think people just smoke marijuana around an aquarium with munchies. It's just one of those things, again, just had, you know, you had a couple of joints and you're getting in your car, you're 300% more likely to have an accident.
Well, and it's a confusing message when we're trying to legalize it, I guess, for the state's economy. But, you know, it sends a message, especially to our youth, that it's okay.
Yeah, it does certainly do that. And is there going to be an age? You know, they say that your brain isn't done till 25 or 30 developing, and the real damage of marijuana tends to be younger.
And so many people that I knew in high school that were kind of burnouts and smoked pot or whatever don't remember the names of their teachers or a lot of that foundation of their education that they should have been getting.
Mm-hmm. 742. But then again, Chris Payne, one of the smartest people in Philo, Illinois, both she and Tom mm-hmm. are so smart. And I told her the other night, you guys are so smart. She said, I've lived a long time and I've, you know, just gained a lot of knowledge. And I said, I've lived a long time and I don't retain it.
Right.
So I didn't smoke marijuana. So now what?
I don't know, Stevie.
743.
Jeep SUVs give you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with efficient Jeep Cherokee. Visit Jeep.com today for legendary deals during the Jeep Freedom Days sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Every day at the beginning of my shift, I think about what the day will hold for me and my fellow coworkers. We take pride in what we do, and I'm proud of our team, whether it's our intuitive investigators or our compassionate deputies and patrol officers. We are the guardians of our community, and we want you. Hi, it's Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office and Urbana Police Department are looking for qualified individuals to take the police officer written exam. Are you looking for a career that's challenging but also rewarding? Do you enjoy serving the community and working with diverse people? If so, keep listening. Our agencies are combining forces to provide a joint test on Saturday, April 6th in Urbana. This opportunity is a great way to test for both agencies in one afternoon. You can learn more about each agency at ChampaignCountySheriff.com and UrbanaIllinois.us. To apply, visit UrbanaIllinois.us and click on employment. We are an equal opportunity employer and are always looking for diverse candidates who can help satisfy the needs of our communities. For questions on this joint test, visit ChampaignCountySheriff.com and UrbanaIllinois.us.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. Listen, the number one reason that people contact us is because they have no idea how to make sense of their outdoor space.
You know, I think that Joel had a vision before we did, which helped out enormously, because me, I'm the kind of guy that probably doesn't quite get it until I see it, and by having that computer imaging that he has was super helpful because he could visualize it, put it on a computer, and then show us what it would look like.
Kusky.com, that's KOUSKI.com.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter from Tan Carp, and I endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council. Now, admittedly, I'm a bit biased. I've known Kenton for over 15 years, dating back to high school when we were in rock bands together. But I can not only speak for his strong character, but also Kenton's undying passion for Champaign. Kenton is prepared to serve Champaign with the energy, passion, and fresh perspective it deserves. I wholeheartedly endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council, not just as his friend, but as a proud citizen of this wonderful community. On April 2nd, vote Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council.
Hi, I'm Kenton Elmore, and I'm asking for your vote for Champaign City Council on April 2nd. Having been raised in this community and through my service on the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission, I feel the pulse of our community, and I know where you want us to go moving forward. I have prepared myself to be the servant leader Champaign needs as we continue to grow and leave no neighborhoods or citizens behind in that journey to prosperity. So vote for our future, your future, and the voice that will serve you along the way. Vote Kenton for Champaign City Council on April 2nd.
Hi guys, this is Matt.
This is Ben.
Here to inform you about the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K Walk and Run on April 7th.
The Illini Veterans Student Organization hosts this run every year to raise funds for the Chez Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education that provides comprehensive and integrated services for our veterans as they pursue degrees at the University of Illinois.
A big thanks to Carle Hospital. To register on April 7th for the 5K that steps off at 10 a.m., go to ibmemorial5k.eventbrite.com. And to find out more about Illini Veterans, go to IlliniVeterans.org.
Yep, it is opening day. I'm going to be in St. Louis a week from today for the Cardinals opening day against the Manny Machado-led San Diego Padres. We'll broadcast live overlooking Busch Stadium, and looking forward to that a week from today.
So that's April 4th.
Yep.
All right. Opening day in Milwaukee should be great with a 1:10 start. Here on ESPN 93.5, you'll hear all the action just inside the noon hour if you're tooting around and grabbing lunch. It sounds good to have baseball on the radio on the FM dial. So let's get your Redbird recap.
Yep, here we go.
The Cardinals open the 2019 season today in Milwaukee against the Brewers. A 1:10 first pitch for Miles Michaelis and Yolis Chacin. Yadier Molina behind the plate again, and he will catch Michaelis, the opening day starter, who last year finished 16th in the National League Cy Young Award voting, and this year anchors a Cardinals staff.
I'm looking for that, to see our pitchers. I mean, we got some good arms over here. I'm excited, you know. Nicolas, I mean, we got Nicolas the first day. I mean, obviously we know what he can bring to the table. I mean, he's going to bat. He's one of the aces that we have. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we can do.
Miles Michaelis and Yolis Chacin in Milwaukee at 1:10. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:15 right here on the Cardinals Radio Network. Jack Flaherty will go tomorrow. The Cardinals play 4 in Milwaukee, 2 in Pittsburgh, then open up a week from today in St. Louis. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
And we can see how Goldie does,
yeah,
huh?
He'll hit number 2. It'll be Matt Carpenter and then Paul Goldschmidt and then Paul DeJong, the
all
first
right.
three.
And the Cubs have a lot at stake in that Central Division. We've got interleague play taking on the Texas Rangers. Sunny and 73 is what I'm hearing at 3:05. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Our Chicago White Sox are in Kansas City and 3:15 for that start. So it'll be interesting. The Nats. Life without Harper, the Phillies life yep. with yep. Bryce Harper, yep. and they'll be taking on the Atlanta Braves, so we'll see how it shakes out. Blackhawks on ice tonight taking on San Jose. We have the NCAA resuming. Purdue and Tennessee, Virginia and Oregon, Texas Tech, the newfound champion
yep,
for CBJ.
New champion. I'm riding Texas Tech all the way to the winner's circle.
All right, yep. Well, let's see if beat Michigan
yeah.
As you get out your marker and change your bracket.
No, I'm changing
Is
it
that
all.
Fair?
Not at all. But and if Texas Tech loses, then I'm going to say I want to go back to my original one.
And I'm hoping Florida State goes down yeah. against Gonzaga. Yeah, that's totally
yeah, that's
fair.
What I'll do.
I was going to say we should each put $5 in and
oh.
who's ever wins.
Whoa.
But, you know, now that you've
you're
got your
me?
Marker out,
are you talking
you're
to me?
Changing things.
Well, if you want to go straight up, I went chalk the whole way. So, you know, I have Duke and North Carolina. How boring is that? I'm taking Texas Tech to win
okay.
it all. Texas Tech to win it all.
You and Rob Jensen.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I am.
Oklahoma City beat the Pacers yesterday, 107-99. Adrian Dumonte Chancey is quite a golfer for our Illini.
Yeah, he won the tournament.
Exactly. He got Golfer of the Week in yep. the Big Ten for his action in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They've got Augusta in early April.
They're down in it. They don't play the
map. Oh,
they play in the town of Augusta.
Okay, it's
but
not
they don't,
the same.
They don't get a play.
Oh, I was no. all excited.
Very few can get on that golf course.
Speaking of golf, Tiger Woods is trending with his action in Austin with the WGC Dell
match
Technology Match Play.
Match Play that he won 3-1.
Good round yesterday.
Yeah, 750. You know, Busey has been around over 150 years, and they have experts. They have people in their wealth management that just know stuff. You know, what are you supposed to do with a 401k? Should you do that or maybe an IRA? What kind of IRA? You want a traditional, a Roth? And a 401k is generally employer-sponsored. Not all employers have it, but if they do, you ought to get in on that. But what does that mean? That's why I encourage you to visit with Busey Wealth Management. They have 90-plus people that are really, really smart money. And go in and say, you know what, I don't have a lot yet, but I want a plan. Busey Wealth Management and their great professionals, led by Kurt Anderson, will sit down with you, no cost or obligation, and chart a course. They'll help determine which IRA is best for your savings strategy, whether retirement is approaching or many years away. Busey Wealth Management can develop a strategy to meet your unique needs. Call 800-67-BUSEY, 800-67-BUSEY, or visit any Busey location. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right, ESPN 93.5, as we take a peek at this weather, we're going to be, is this right? In the 60s?
I know.
Wow.
Up to 65. Partly cloudy. There is a slight chance of precipitation down to 48 this evening. We've got rain in the forecast. Otherwise, partly cloudy for tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a high 52, low 40. But as this system comes through, a little rain in the forecast on Saturday, especially early. A little cooler. We've got a high around 45 expected Saturday and Sunday, then down into the mid-20s at night. Wrap it up the weekend and the month on Sunday with sunshine, though. Temperatures currently at 48. ESPN 93.5.
This reporter has chimed in. Roger Federer takes on Kevin Anderson.
That's right, the Miami Open going on.
Go Illini. Kevin Anderson, former Illini. 7:56, the news coming up.
You've got dreams.